Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is also a very, it's the opening of one of my favorite events every year, and that is registration to the Turkey Trot. Now, I don't celebrate the registration, but I love the Turkey Trot. It's the best way, in my opinion, to start off Thanksgiving. And to talk about it, we have Danielle Roberts, the Vice President of Community Impact at the YMCA. Danielle, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. And
what,
I agree with
what does
the best way to start off your Thanksgiving before all the pies?
Yes, for sure, for sure. Now, today's the registration is open, and this has got to be an exciting day for you guys because the clock really does start ticking down to the big event.
Yeah, the clock is ticking, and we already just opened at 11, and we've already had over 500 people register. And, you know, the sooner you register, the more you save, because right now is early bird registration.
Early bird registration. So what are the price levels, Danielle, if we sign up today, and how long do we have to get it at this introductory price?
Sure. So early bird goes from August 8th through October 3rd, and that's at $39. And then we go to the general registration period, which is October 4th through the 14th at $44. Then we call the latecomer registration, which is November 15th to November 23rd. That's $49. And then last chance registration, November 24th to the 27th at 55. And the race does sell out every year. We have over 14,000 runners running the 8K race on Thanksgiving morning.
Now, Danielle, what is that cap for registrations?
We cap it at 14,000 because of the post-race party. Everyone loves the Turkey Trot race, but they love to get together with friends and family at the post-race party, which is at the convention center, and that max is 14,000.
So on Thanksgiving morning, and you know, I run this every year. Like I said, it's my favorite way to start, and it's a party. You know, now there are people that I know run it, so we get together afterwards, and you go to the convention center, sorry, and it's dressed up for the world's largest disco, which is also, kind of cool, adds to the event. But for those who may have never done the Turkey Trot before, what would you say is the biggest selling point of the Turkey Trot that's running its 130th time this year?
Yeah, it's our 130th time, and it is known as the oldest consecutively run foot race in the world, actually. And I think the most cherished thing is that this is a Buffalo tradition, and it brings thousands of people together on Thanksgiving morning, rain, snow, or shine, and it brings together people of all ability. So you can be a runner, a jogger, a walker, but all ages are together celebrating this Buffalo tradition. So whether you're dressed up for the costume contest, or if you're just walking to enjoy this big old family reunion with your friends and family, or if you're there for the party, for the live music and the camaraderie afterwards. I think it's just a Buffalo tradition. And the one thing I love about Buffalo is that, yes, we're the city of good neighbors, and they understand that this race supports YMCA. It's a cause. It's not just the 8K race on Thanksgiving, but every single dollar goes right back into the community.
That's right. The great stuff the Y does for the Western New York community. And, you know, you mentioned the 8K. You know, it's not a 5K. It is an 8K, almost 5 miles through the city of Buffalo, ending up downtown. Now, the costume contest, Danielle, what's your favorite and what's the most unique costume? They could be the same or maybe they're different that you have seen throughout the years.
Right. So I've been with the Y for going on 14 years now. And one of the costumes that I loved was someone was dressed as Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. And they literally had meatballs and spaghetti all over, hanging from an umbrella in a suit. It was the coolest thing I've seen. But then the group costume that I loved the most was Bill's Mafia. They had Pancho Villa. They had the table. They had all the Buffalo stuff and the Bills. It was so cool to see. And it was just like a, you know, real Buffalo tradition costume. But you'll see it all, from Grinches to turkeys to pilgrims, Santa Claus. You'll see it all.
I love that, you know, and the costumes add to it. And you know what else I love? I love the people who line the road as you're running to the convention center. You've got people who, you know, they've made it. Their tradition is to come out and cheer the runners on. I mean, everything about it is just absolutely great. And I'm so happy that it's continuing 130th year. And like I said, I cannot imagine Thanksgiving being the same without starting it at that start line. Now, is Tom Puckett still doing the voice this year?
Yes, he is the announcing voice for the Turkey Trot, and we're so happy to have the support of everyone. I mean, it's not just a race; it's a celebration.
It really is, and you know. I know there's the shuttles. I have to say, I take full advantage of the shuttles every year, Danielle. I like to park at that parking garage diagonal from the convention center. Get on one of the school buses. I have a playlist. I've listened to the exact same playlist from the garage to the start line, and then I switch it for my Turkey Trot playlist, which is mostly just the NSYNC Christmas album, and that has been the tradition the entire time I've been running the Turkey Trot. So that's another thing to look for. You can park downtown and take that that shuttle right to the start line.
Absolutely, yes. It is a tradition. I'm glad you got your music going. We will have the shuttles. I mean, the only change I would make people know that this year, you know, the Delaware Y location is closed, but no worries. The start line is still the same, and we will have a tent, an information tent for runners outside, and the porta potties, and all the same things that people are used to. The race will be the same.
Danielle, you took my next question. I mean, when I have to make sure that the porta potties are there and ready. But again, don't get there with 2 seconds before start time, because you're going to miss the start of the race, because the line kind of builds up for those porta johns the closer we get to the start time.
Yeah, it builds up. Everyone's out there. I mean, the costume contest, like we talked about, it kicks off right at 8:30. The race starts sharply at 9 a.m.
I can't wait. Danielle, I am so happy that the registration's open. You know, I am not one to wish summer away, okay? That's not me. I'm not wishing summer away. But, you know, the one thing is, when the seasons change, you got football, and then you got the Turkey Trot. And I could not be more excited to get those things going, get the clock running. And, Danielle, I'm sure we'll talk again before the Turkey Trot, but hope to see you there on Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much. And registration is open, ymcaturkeytrot.org.
All right, go and sign up. That is Danielle Roberts. She is the Vice President of Community Impact at the YMCA, and we thank her for joining us this afternoon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.